Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome to Resiliency Radio, everyone. I'm Lauren Monroe, and I'm here with my very effervescent and jolly co-host, Mr. Rick Allen.
Thank you, Lauren. Wow, good crowd in tonight. Good crowd. No, I applaud you. What it sounds like, one hand clapping. Thank you.
Well, today's a very special show. We're honoring our veterans for Veterans Day. And we also have a very special guest on the show, Winona Judd.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're really excited about having her. A little bit about Winona, if you don't know. She's a five-time Grammy winner with over 14 number one songs and over 60 music awards spanning her career. She's a great supporter of the Wounded Warrior Project, so we're really thrilled to talk to her about that. And she'll be starting a tour, the Judd's last encore U.S. tour, starting in Green Bay, Wisconsin, at the end of this month. She'll be singing with her mom, and we're looking forward to talking with her. Her latest CD is called Love Heals, and it's a tribute to the Wounded Warriors. So it's really special, and it's a wonderful CD. It's a culmination of her best works with some added tracks on it too, so
I should have known that about her when I first met her. I met her about a year ago. It was on the Def Leppard tour. We met in Vegas, and I was kind of nervous. To me, I was a little starstruck. You know what I mean? It was a big deal, and she made us all feel really comfortable. You know, she came backstage, and we just hung out for a while. And immediately, I felt as though I'd known her for, forever. Just wonderful spirit, wonderful bright light. And, we just stayed in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was fantastic when I asked her to get involved with this. She couldn't say yes quick enough. It was really good. So we're very fortunate to have Winona with us tonight.
And you can tell by her voice and her singing how big her heart is.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of those rare artists where her healing energy and her ability to express her soul comes out of her voice so strongly that it's a real special gift to all of us.
It is.
So what we'll be playing for you now, for those of you who are listening, is a recorded interview we had with Winona. She wasn't able to come on the show live, so we were able to get on the phone with her and discuss some of her paths that she's taken through to resiliency in overcoming challenges, and also about her involvement with Wounded Warrior Project. After that, we'll be jumping with all of you again, and our intention will be to bring healing to our vets and their families and really unifying all of us together with the intention of strength and overcoming challenges. It's going to be a wonderful show. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with our interview with Winona Judd.
Lovely. To start things off, we'd love to talk about resiliency. And I know from my own experience, things like my accident or, suffering from PTSD, self-medicating. Really, that whole journey became a blessing through the choices I made. And that's really how I started to become a resilient person. What are some of the experiences in your life that have led you to resiliency?
Wow. That's a really great question, Nick. Well, I'll do a headline and then I'll back up to 1983 and carry you through until today, because I have some real milestones. Having written a book, I'm really blessed to know my story and where it all started and where I'm at currently and where I hope to be in the future. I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome back in 1991. And it came from losing my mother to the road and having to step out on stage alone. I call it battlefield promotion.
Wow.
Of my own. And I think becoming famous at 18 has its price.
Yeah,
when I was 30, I found out about my real father's identity. And then carrying me through all the fame and fortune, you're right, we all medicate. Mine was with food, which can kill you just as easily as heroin or anything else. And then this year, I almost died twice, and having survived that experience, let me just say that resilience is my middle name.
Mm-hmm.
I almost died giving birth to my daughter. I mean, it's all in the book. You know, I talk an awful lot about survival and how we use what's happened to us to make us fitter or better.
Mm. Yeah.
And so when I stood behind, I think of you often when I stood behind you and watched you play drums. I mean, I wept because I so identify with not only the underdog, you know, the person who's trying to make it, but someone who has made it and has to start over and literally find the passion again. Having been through what you've been through, I was just struck by just how crazy life is, you know, and we learn something from every decision we make in life. And I feel like you and I are kindred spirits because we've learned a lot in our short life. And resilience for me is literally suiting up and showing up even when I don't know what the answer is. You know, sometimes I just show up, Rick, with just an absolute willingness to be open and to show up and wait for God to walk through the room.
Hmm. Very powerful. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's true. It's just you have to be there and show up, and then when God's present, when healing is present, you fulfill whatever it is that you need to do. So just showing up is sufficient.
Yeah, I think we tend to overthink, you know, instead of just, like you say, just going through the fear of what you think it's going to be, instead just kind of just going, you know. So,
Well, it's like, you know what I think about you and me in terms of being a musician? When our personal life sucks and we're dealing with all the drama and the trauma of trying to be, you know, a single working parent, going through divorce, experiencing the loss of my mom on the road after 10 years and having to start over in my career alone. You know, all you can do is the next right thing, which is sometimes just, okay, get out of bed, brush your teeth, put on some clean clothes, and, you know, go take a walk. I mean, sometimes it's as simple as picking up the phone and reaching out for help or showing up somewhere and just asking someone if they want to talk about something and to get you out of your funk. You know, there's no brain surgery to the thing my mom always says about getting up off your butt and quit your complaining and start moving towards your destination.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe in that. And it's not about success. I was this way when I was on welfare. And when we were on food stamps, we just had such a determination growing up in Appalachia that we had nothing, but we had everything because we had our dreams and we had big, big, big plans.
Lovely.
And it's a constant choice to be better instead of bitter. I see you choosing these things in everyday life and just getting up out of bed. And, you know, we talk to a lot of vets and friends of ours who have really, you know, they're in very challenged situations in wheelchairs and they have lost limbs and they're in that stage where they go into the dark quite a bit. And it's that pulling themselves out of the funk that you said so wonderfully. It's just, it is a choice.
Well, something, I believe that there's a double-sided thing to this. It's interesting you all are asking me to do this because I just finished my 40th session in Brain State. And I talked about it in People Magazine, brainstatetech.com. And it's actually designed for post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they're offering it to the vets.
Is it neurofeedback?
Well, Brain State is actually neurofeedback times infinity. The thing about neurofeedback is it takes you to a number, and you try to definitely, it's definitely helpful. The thing about Brain State, having done 40 sessions, I'm now off 4 major medications for depression and my ADD. And the reason I say that is because it balances the brain. It shows the brain where the trauma is, and you form new neuronets, which is a whole new, brand new technology.
Exactly.
Me and you have so much in common. I ended up going through 20 sessions of neurofeedback, and that was at the EEG Institute here in Los Angeles. And
they offer it in every state. And the reason it's not as popular as it is in Europe is because the pharmaceutical companies, of course, don't recognize it as something other than alternative. And for me, having visited Walter Reed and Bethesda all these years and seen the traumatic things that have happened to the families, I am now a major spokesperson for Brain State, because not having had the experience, someone wouldn't know what it is. And basically, it's really beautiful because it's not about therapy is good for stirring the pot and talking about your feelings. The thing about Brain State is it gives you tools by allowing your brain to be balanced and to form new neuronets means I no longer experience the trauma that I used to have called performer's anxiety. I now can breathe and step out onto a stage without looking for exits. And that's a genuine, like, ask 10 people around me and they'll tell you I'm a different person. It removes post-traumatic stress syndrome and it replaces it with absolute joy. And I just, like I said, talked about it in People Magazine because I want to help other people through my testimony that if I can heal from stage 3 depression, anybody can. It's not about willpower. It's about actually changing the chemical response in your brain. And that's pretty tremendous for soldiers and their families who are, you know, trying to heal from, their experience. So I'm really doing as much as I can to talk about it. And we just opened up the Intrepid in Washington, the $75 million center for healing that deals with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I'm talking to them about Brain State every chance I get because it's life-altering.
I totally agree. Having experienced it myself and, talking with some of the men and women, that have been through this, like you describe, it gives you a new choice. I would always go to one sort of major highway, and I knew that at a certain point I was going to go into the hole, into the depression, into the dark side. And after I started doing the neurofeedback, I started to realize, it was very subtle at first, but I had a new choice, and I was like, whoa, I don't have to go there anymore. So I really appreciate you sharing that with people.
Well, I think it's important because people sometimes see my family as, you know, magical beings with some great formula for success. And honestly, Rick, the more success I've had at times, the darker, the bigger my sadness has been sometimes, because it is lonely at the top. And I still deal with all the stuff that anybody else deals with, you know, death, depression, just trying to heal from being in the music business for 25 years, more than half my life, never had a relationship with money, never understood about lifestyle and what's healthy and healing. And I think it's been since 2003 that I entered into a process where I learned that there's a higher power and it's not me. And I now just do cash, no credit cards. I live a very simple life, which is ironic because of what I do. But people are really interested in my story because they think, how can someone as successful as you live this kind of lifestyle on a budget and, you know, tell your kids no, and they have to earn their own cars and stuff. It's a fascinating journey, and I have a life coach who helps me who I'll see this Friday, you know. And my point is in all of this is that you really aren't meant to do it alone. It's really important to have a support. It's important to reach out to other people. We are not terminally unique. People really are bound up in shame and guilt for not being strong enough. And actually, quite frankly, the strongest I think I ever was the minute I learned about that my life was unmanageable and that I needed to stop the madness, as they say, and step into another program of we, you know, instead of just I now understand that it takes a village, and it really does take sometimes picking up the phone and saying, I can't do this by myself. As women especially are trained to be, especially in the South, you know, we're trained to have the babies and, you know, be the alpha females. And in my family, we were taught to never complain and to always work hard. And unless you were having surgery or giving birth, you went to work.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And we didn't know how to say no.
We very much appreciate your honesty. It's beautiful. It's so refreshing. You know, so many people just try and wear these masks, you know, and it's so refreshing that you can just open up the way you are. You know, it must be liberating for you.
Well, it's freeing.
Yeah.
Well, it's freeing because the veil has been lifted, and you're right. We do wear a mask, and we call it company behavior. It's like company's coming over, so behave and act like you don't normally act. And when I became successful at 18, I learned how to work a room. I learned how to do a meet and greet. I learned how to do a radio interview. I learned how to be, you know, Miss America. What I didn't understand was how to live off of stage and out of the limelight. And so it took me more than half my career to find out that it's about who I am, not just what I do. And I think when I met you, was sort of the real beginning of some real transition into self-discovery of learning that if I never sing another note, that I'm worthy. And that was huge for me.
Mm.
You know, watching your all show, I mean, we know how to do that. We know how to rock and we know how to bring down the house. But do we know how to just be and let God play us and just, you know, be part of a bigger picture? We're so used to being, you know, on that marquee, it's like, who are we when the lights aren't on? So it's been an interesting journey. And the military really had changed my life because back when I got my DUI, I was ordered to do 200 hours of community service. And I started with the military. And it changed my life. And, of course, now I find it ironic that the very thing that I felt shamed by was the thing that saved my life, which was compassion and stepping into other people's stories and learning about their journey. Gave life to my music. I mean, I started writing songs, and these people are now such a part of my life. I mean, so much so that my father's spirit, I call him, is a former vice chief of the Army. And General Cody is like my father figure, and I'll see him Friday. And he just retired, but I was literally at the Pentagon monthly almost at one point, just walking the halls and talking to people and finding out what's really going on. And it's not about, you know, politics. It's just about the human experience and the spirit. And how do these families cope? And how do the women stay home with four kids while their husbands are gone for a year? That's pretty real reality right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really affected all of us, the entire nation, you know, the secondary trauma that we've experienced through, you know, through our foundation. You know, like you say, the brothers and sisters, mums and dads, you know, the family at large, the community at large, and then going out with that, you know, that tidal waves that are going out into, you know, into this nation. So I get what you're saying, totally.
Well, anything I ever do, so far anyway, in the last, well, since 2003, we always make room for the military families, and I just finished a project with Cracker Barrel, where part of the proceeds of my CD that they sold in their country store, proceeds went to the Wounded Warrior Project, which was hugely successful, thank God. And anything I can do, it's like, sign me up.
Hmm. Well, they're very near and dear to us, the Wounded Warrior Project. I was just with John Roberts, and I just honored a young man called Norby Lara at their gala here in California, and you know, it feeds me, it feeds my soul. You know, when I spend time around them, and I learn so much from just being around them. So I totally understand where you're coming from. They are fantastic, fantastic organization.
Well, I think the thing for me, you know, when I was 18, I remember standing on the wall in Washington, and I'll never forget it. It was Bob Hope was the MC. It was snowing, and there were Vietnam vets, you know, out in the audience in their wheelchairs. And I remember singing and thinking, you know, there's really no separation between these people and myself. These are the people I come from, just really hardworking. Talk about work ethic. And, I think my mom said it best that the United States, that we're so spoiled and we're just so, you know, we complain and yet we live in the greatest country in the world. And yet I find myself going, you know what, the military way should be our way, because just the loyalty and the community, which is come in unity, and the human spirit and just the striving for excellence is so profound to me that having been raised on welfare and then going from welfare to millionaire, I understand what it means to work hard, and yet they're doing something that I'll never have to do, which is put their life on the line like that. Even I can't step into that. You know, I can win awards and help people get a cause going because my name is more than a good seat in a restaurant. But the bottom line is they're the ones doing the hard time. And so much so, it's so inspiring to me that my son was raised going to Fort Campbell to see soldiers off. He would sit in the corner and play with his toys while Mom and I were, you know, hugging soldiers goodbye. And he's now wanting to go in the military because of it. It's had a profound effect on his life. And he's 16 in a month, and he's wanting to go in the military. And it scares the crap out of me, I'll be honest. But it's just because he understands what it means, not only to just to be, you know, forgive me for saying this, but the only word that came to mind was badass. It's not a word I use very often, but that's it. You know, when I look at General Cody standing there watching him with Rumsfeld, and no, I don't agree with everybody, and I don't get involved in politics. I'm for the people. They would always invite me because they said they knew that I was sort of like an army angel, because I was always there to support the guys and the women. And I was always sending messages and CDs overseas and just whatever I could do to bring, because country music is about real people in the real world, real words, you know, and I feel like they're always behind me, you know, in the audience. And I know you deal with the same thing. You know they're out there supporting you.
Oh, yeah.
And they're listening to your music as they're going into battle. I mean, that's biblical. That's huge.
It is. It is. It's, and I mean, just with that in mind, I mean, what you're doing with this next tour is just, it's fantastic. I mean, you know, what a way to honor those people, you know. Is there anything you can tell us about your upcoming tour and the album and, you know, just, I mean, you've already told us, you know, you've spent so much time around the military. I mean, it's really understandable. It comes to light why you do what you do. But tell us a little bit about the tour and the album.
Well, it's hard to say a little bit about it because I'm so passionate. You know, everything I do, Rick, is around, you know, I've had all that I need for 20 years now. And I'll celebrate 25 years of being in this crazy business. And honestly, I've had more than my share of success. And at this point, to me, it's about being grateful. It's about being grateful. It's about, like, I showed up at work today as tired as I was, and I thought, you know, I have an opportunity that's pretty rare. It's in the top 2% of the music business where I can still go out and tour the way I do and have the loyalty, because, you know, my fans are now bringing their kids to see me. It's pretty crazy. And everything I do either has some kind of attachment to the military. This tour in particular will be working with St. Jude, but to me, it's interdependent. It's not even a choice that I have to make. It's just part of the deal, in other words. It's sort of like it's a no-brainer. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to force. I don't have to sell. I just say, okay, call you know, the Pentagon and find out what they need. Do they need me to come and do a show? Do they need me to show up and give blood? What do they need me to do? And my manager knows it's sort of built into my contract. So the record comes out in the spring. You know, the tour is, I guess, Wynonna.com, for those of you who haven't read the book or seen the movie. And it's just me out there being as loud and as proud as I can be, getting away with as much as possible because it's about freedom and it ain't free, baby. And they know me. They, you know, I did, whether it's doing Army Wives or, you know, which is just hilarious, the fact that they even asked me, but they know my heart. They know who to call. If you need a parade waiver, pick me.
That's fantastic.
I'm the only one in my family that has an American flag that's got rhinestones on it, for crying out loud.
It's really, I mean, you know, I'm just about to say, you know, any shout out or message for Veterans Day, and you already did it. You already just did it.
I mean, seriously, I have my own flag, and I got the idea from General Cody, because he has his own flag, of course, being the youngest four-star general in the history of the military. I said, okay, you have your own flag, and I went and cut an American flag, and I rhinestoned it. I'm talking bedazzled, baby. And it's got rhinestones from corner to corner, and I carry it with me just in case I get that phone call.
So, oh, man.
It's part of my, you know, my wardrobe now.
No, we're all sitting here just in awe. Thank you so much.
Well, I don't know about that, but I sure do have fun. I know that, and I'm definitely got a lot of spirit, and I wear my, you know, my military jacket wherever I go, especially when I'm in the airport. And probably the closest I've come to blows has been because of the military. I've had to actually walk away. I just think, you know, people don't have any idea until they go visit these soldiers.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. You know, the first time I went to Walter Reed, it was just insane. I got back to my hotel room and I just wept. You know, I couldn't deal with just the emotion of you know, seeing. In fact, I saw so much suffering, but I also saw a lot of healing and a lot of camaraderie, and that's the thing that really stuck with me. Mm-hmm.
Boy, do I so echo what you just said, because I had an experience with a young lad who had gotten in a really bad situation and lost some limbs. And the very first thing he said to me was, thank you for coming to see me. It really means a lot to me. And just so you know, if I were asked to do it again, I would. And I just looked at him like, are you serious? You're right. I went back to my room, too, and just sat there. I was in such a daze, and I wept because I felt like I had seen something so reverent and so sacred that really no words could – I couldn't even think of anything to say afterwards. I had to sort of sit there and just kind of process quietly, because you're right. It's so deep and so wide, and no one really knows it until they step into that holy moment when you're standing there and you watch a guy – with no arms and no eyes, who has just come back from Iraq and is attempting to hold his newborn daughter that was born the day before. I mean, seriously, I will never forget him. And he has such a place in my heart and in my life that I just, anytime I'm having a bad day, I think about him and think, don't you dare. I mean, we all have our pain, we all have our stuff, and don't, you know, minimize, but certainly keep it in perspective, because what these people go through, they're silent heroes in a way, because they don't get the adoration and the glory that we do from being famous and, you know, packing a full house. They go home and they deal with post-traumatic, you know, stress, and they deal with wives who don't take a holiday. And that's the Wounded Warrior Project for me, which blew my mind. It really made me realize that these people, they don't get to take a vacation from all this.
No, they don't. They don't. Well, you said
so whatever I can do. I mean, you know who to call, Rick, and if and when you need me, it's on my resume. Mm. She will get out a can of whoop ass, and I will show up, and I will do whatever I can. So, I ain't scared.
Well, thank you for giving these heroes a voice, and you know, you talked about a team effort in the beginning. And that's definitely where you come in.
Well, the heroes and let us not forget the sheroes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sitting across from one now. Lauren, you know, you've been on for a long time, and we really appreciate you, your honesty. You're such a bright light to us. And, you know, thank you. We really appreciate
doing
this.
Yeah, this is going to really go out to so many people who are going to take it to their heart and see what you do in another way. So we invite you to.
Well, I think it also, you know, we teach what we want to learn, and I learn from these, and it helps me to stay out of my funk by getting involved in these things that take me into a bigger picture, which is, we really are. I just recorded Come On People Now, you know. It's a real anthem for, I think, where we are right now, and whatever situation you're in. Smile on your brother, everybody get together and love one another right now. It's not about being a preacher. It's just about teaching through your own experience. And these opportunities allow me to get out of my own bad mood from being a single working parent and kicking butt. Though I'm grateful, sometimes we get weary. And this just gave me the energy I need to go to my next appointment and do my family counseling and try to figure out what it is I love about what I do. And you guys have helped me. So it's a win-win in my case. So thank you for letting me have the chance. Out.
No, thank you. You've just, I mean, this is our last show of the year, and this, I can't think of a better way to sort of end this year. This is fantastic. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all you've done for us and for our military and anyone out there that can take healing from this.
Well, just remembering that all we can do is our best, and our best is good enough, and also to say that, I guess the last thing I would say is just how grateful I am to have the freedom I do and to sing what I want to sing, and anytime I'm with the military, they remind me of that freedom, and I just record songs every chance I get that remind me of that, so I'm echoing the voices of the people in the military and out there reminding all the audience members, hey, you know, quit your complaining. We live in the greatest country in the world. You know, be grateful. And it's not about preaching. It's just my own experience. And you guys have changed my life. So it's the least I can do. Trust me. So you know who to call when you need something. And I'm around.
And that's a two-way street as well. Please, you know, if you need anything.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. We all love you very much.
All right,
thank you.
Friend. Well, bless you all, and I hope I get. Are you guys touring soon, or where are you going to be?
I'm just going to be here at home on the West Coast, and then we don't go out until May of next year. So, you know, it's great. It's great just being at home and just being with family.
Well, I'm coming to LA. We're doing the Nokia sometime in December. Maybe I'll call you. I'm coming out west to kick some butt, so I'll have a day or two off. Maybe I'll look you up and see what you guys are up to, and maybe we can get some sushi or something.
That sounds great. Love it. Thank
great.
You so much.
Thanks.
All right, my dear one. Well, you're a bright light, too. I have you on my phone, and I don't know anyone who has a hipper texting signature than you do.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'll be in touch. I'll probably be in touch tomorrow. Are you rehearsing again tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. We're going to just beat it till it's dead, and then we're going to drag it back.
Well, look out for my text. And I just...
All right, my dear.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Winona. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, my dear. I'm so glad we got to connect.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
All right, well, I'm going to go do family counseling and hear what a great mom I am.
You go, girl.
Talk about reality. Talk about reality. It's so ain't about me anymore, baby. You know how it is.
Take care.
All right, darling. Have a good night.
All right, you guys. All right, be in touch.
All right,
bye-bye.
We will. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break and come back and do some drumming with everybody.
Jamal.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to Resiliency Radio, everybody. That was such a great interview. I just loved listening to it. It was great. She's wonderful. I love her.
Oh, man. The more I find out about her, it's like, it's incredible just how present she is and just everything that she gets into. And, it just so happens that a lot of what she's doing with Wounded Warrior, you know, I knew that independently of knowing that she even did anything with Wounded Warrior.
Yeah.
That's great. Fantastic.
And I'm looking at our switchboard, and I'm seeing that we have a dear friend of ours from Wounded Warrior Project on the line. It's John Roberts. And
don't answer it.
I'm going to see if he's there. Hang on just a second. John, are you there?
No, Rick, I heard that.
No, that wasn't me. That was Preston. That was our engineer.
Yeah. What an incredible interview.
Oh, my. You know, it was bringing tears to my eyes. I was just remembering some of my experiences. And, you know, I mentioned you in there. Did you hear that?
I did. I had to run and tell my wife, see, he does know me.
No, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's very refreshing. I mean, just how open she is, and you know, I mean, she's right there. You know, anytime you guys need her, she'll be there.
She's been great with us in the past. You mentioned the Cracker Barrel promotion she did with us, and it went over just incredibly well. And she's just selfless. I mean, she gets out there and she'll give until it hurts, and I really need to see that flag of hers that she mentioned.
The bedazzled flag.
The bedazzled flag.
Yeah. I'm inspired now.
Yeah, I know. It's brilliant. So it's lovely to hear your voice again. Just share a little bit about what you've been up to today, because it's obviously a very special day for you.
Well, for me, it's been the last 2 days have been pretty special. The 10th of November is Marine Corps birthday. I was out in South Carolina in Beaufort speaking at a Marine Corps, what they call the ball. It's a Marine Corps celebration for the birthday. So I was out there with them, and then I flew home. And, of course, it's Veterans Day, and I don't go anywhere without my shirt on or my hat on, and of course the American public, there was a lot of active duty servicemen walking around the airports I was in and just walking up and thanking them for their service, and it's great to see the public come out the way they do. And listening to Wynonna's interview, really getting somebody with her status and your status to actually talk about these issues and getting them out in the public actually normalizes some of the stuff that we're dealing with. And it takes that label or that stigma off of there. And it really does, make it okay to, have issues.
I think spending that little bit of time with you guys, when you came to Los Angeles, I learned a lot. About myself and some of the issues that you guys, have to deal with every single day. And I think once we take away that stigma, I think it's going to be easier to break on through and really get the right kind of help for not only the military, but for all of us. You know, there shouldn't be any stigma attached to anybody having issues.
Oh, that's right, and I absolutely agree. Having spokesmen, spokespeople like yourself and Wynonna and others that come forward and show that, we can be a country singer, we can be a rock star, whatever the case is, but, people have issues, and it's okay to have issues, but they need support, they need the help, they need... obviously, we got a pretty good theme going with the biofeedback.
Yeah,
I think that's very popular. We've done a lot of research on it now ourselves.
Good, Good. Well, would you like to shout out to anybody? We've got a few people we'd like to say hi to. Norby being one of them, who I have the utmost respect for. There's a whole. I've got a list. You're on the list as well. there's Dawn, of course, and yes. Dane and Shane and Renato Garza, Michael.
Right.
Remember Michael? Yeah, Michael. Oh yeah. Ah, yes, yes.
We're thinking about everybody today, and it's just such a wonderful time to just project out into the future of our relationship with Wounded Warrior Project. And next year is going to be a real exciting year, and we're happy to just have this last show of ours in this season be with all of you and have Winona on the show. And we're going to get ready.
You guys are going to be real busy pretty soon, so
good
time to have the last show.
Yes,
I know.
For sure.
Tell John what just happened. I just mentioned somebody's name, and it was a guy that's not with us anymore, unfortunately. And I just really teared up right there. But obviously, that's one of the things that you have to deal with on a daily basis. You know, we all do, but
it's also honoring the people that have passed today, and that's one of the things we'll be doing when we're drumming live tonight. Is just not only honoring, you know, the heroes that have come back and all that they've accomplished, but also looking at the suffering that's going on. And it's a very harsh reality that people need to know about. One of our board members works for a organization here in Los Angeles called Step Up on Second. It's a nonprofit, and they're based out of here at LA. And they just did a count recently from the Hollywood Homeless Registry. And they counted that 40% of the homeless in the Hollywood area are vets, which is shocking.
Yeah, actually, between they went out between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. and they talked to all the people that were out there, and they were the numbers that came back.
Mm-hmm. And this is something, you know, and a lot of these men and women that are homeless also have abuse issues, and they're suffering from PTSD. They're suffering from trauma. And it's our mission to help this problem and to educate people on ways that they can help themselves too. So tonight when we're drumming, we're going to be thinking about everyone there who needs the support, and we can do that with our intention while we're together too. Another thing, I don't know, you probably know about this phone number, John, but for the people out there who don't, there's a Veteran Suicide Prevention Hotline. And the number is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. And veterans, press 1, and you'll get somebody on the phone, a very compassionate person, someone who wants to hear you, talk to you for no reason at all. Just give them a call. We also have a number figure here that the VA reported in 2005, that the suicide rate was estimated in 2005, the suicide rate per 1,000 veterans among men ages 18 to 29 was 44.99, and it jumped to 56% in 2007. And that's a lot.
Yeah, those are staggering numbers.
And that's low.
I appreciate you putting the suicide number out there. We use that whenever we have to, and the VA has been great with that.
It's so important. And even if those of you at home who don't know, if you don't know a vet offhand, have the number on you, because you may know somebody. And the holidays are coming up, and it's a beautiful time for a lot of us, but it's a very dark time for many of us too. And that's when the suicide rates increase, and people are home alone and they feel hopeless, and we need to think about that. And today is just a small part in doing that. So those of you at home, just take down that number, stick it in your wallet, stick it in your purse, and
1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K.
Yep. So, John, we miss you. We wish you were here live with us next time.
Well, I'm going to drum myself. I'm going to sit here and listen, and I'm going to drum along with you at home.
Great. Oh, great. And you'll be in our thoughts. Thanks so much for calling in. It's so great to hear your voice.
We look forward to seeing
you
soon.
Guys.
All right, man.
All
take
right,
care
absolutely.
Of yourself. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
For those of you at home,
you didn't hear me say you hang up on him.
Yes. We love you, John. So we're going to get ready to do some drumming now. And so those of you at home, just get yourself into a place where you feel comfortable, that you don't have a lot of distractions. And we're going to be going to our instruments and leading you through just a guided visualization so you can get into a grounded place. We're going to be doing drumming together for about 10 minutes. And our intentions are going to be very clearly towards our vets. And
hang on, let me get my sheet of paper. I feel important. And there you go.
Do you have a sheet of paper?
I do. I've got my sheet. And it's, oh, yes. Oh, it tells me, oh, it says I'm important.
Well, can you want to bring it over to your drum set?
I will. I'll read that while I'm drumming.
So our intention today will be to heal our veterans and those who are wounded in the mind, body, and spirit too.
Mm-hmm.
Our focus throughout the circle will be to draw the strength of divine guidance and intelligence so that we all can be healed together, so that we can find our strength together as a group. So we're going to just get ready for 1 minute now.
That's the drum kit, right?
All right, so everyone take a deep breath. And just relax your body and wherever you're sitting or lying down. If you don't want to drum, you can just lie down and take in the guidance and visualizations and send your energy. So allow your body to be heavy. And just take some deep breaths on your own time, inhaling and exhaling in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with every breath, we're bringing in light into our cells, strength into our cells, in every particle of our being. And as we exhale, and as we play, we'll be sending that energy, that divine intelligence, out to our veterans and their families. And I really want everyone to visualize a man or a woman who may be suffering, and they may be suffering mentally, they may be suffering at this moment, struggling with addiction. They may be in this moment contemplating, ending their life. The clearer we see this in our mind, the more our intention will be focused and strong. So as we breathe, we surround them with our energy and with divine love as we play. So again, when we get distracted with our mind, we come back to the breath. I want everyone to feel your feet on the floor. And continue breathing. Deep breath in and exhale out. silence. And be in gratitude for this moment. All our love going out to all veterans listening and all of them waiting for support. Take a deep breath in and exhale and come back into the moment here together. Thank you, everybody. That was great. So we'd love to hear from you. I know we have a couple people on the line. It's going to take a minute.
Can I bring my maracas with me?
You can bring your maracas. Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wouldn't want you to leave them behind, actually.
No.
They might get cold.
No, absolutely. Yeah, so does that mean I have to stay in silence for the rest of the show?
No. No.
That was lovely. I enjoyed that.
Okay, we have Joni from Wichita. I want to bring her up on the line. She wants to say hello. Joni, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am. And thank you both for that wonderful session. That was really awesome. But I want to take just a minute to say thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart, Rick, for everything you have done. I can't believe that it's been 26 years since your accident and all that you've gone through. And I just want to let you know that I really believe that everything you're doing to help people now is not just a blessing to all of us, but a great tribute to Steve, because it's something that's always stuck with me. I wish he would have been able to find peace while he was here, so he could have stuck around with us longer. But your music, everything you've done has just completely touched my heart. And being able to tell you that personally now touches me in a way that you'll never totally understand. But I thank you very, very much for it.
Well, I thank you very much for saying all of that. That's really touching. And just to add to that, the experiences we go through in life, however good or bad or indifferent, they all add to how we can help each other, especially a lot of the bad experiences. You can turn them into blessings, and I feel as though without the experience of my accident, I wouldn't be where I am now, and I wouldn't be in this wonderful situation being able to help people. So thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, well, thank you for being a blessing. And Lauren, too, you guys are just wonderful. And I really appreciate it. This is the first time I've actually been able to get on completely on and be able to do the chat and everything. And it's just utterly amazing. And I'm sorry to hear it. The last show of the year, but I'm looking forward to when you all continue on. And thank you for inviting me and all of us to this. This has just been awesome.
That's fantastic.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Yeah, we'll be keeping in touch in other ways through Raven Drum. So look out and we'll let you know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking my call and God bless you both.
Super. Have a good night.
Thanks, Joni. Bye bye.
All right, bye-bye.
We have Amy that's calling. Is she there, Amy? Amy, are you there?
Amy?
Amy.
Hello?
Amy?
This is Moon, not Amy.
Oh.
Hey, you know.
Is that
you
got, Moon?
I'm going, you're going Amy, and Amy, I'm going, no, my name's Moon, not Amy.
Moon, do we know you?
I think you do.
Oh, is that Calhoun? Moon? I told you not to put him through.
Oh, everybody listening, this is Moon Calhoun on the line.
He is...
Now, Moon is a very special person to us, and he's also going to be joining us next season and helping to co-host a lot of these shows, so you'll be able to meet him intimately.
Is he replacing me or something? What's going on? There's something going on behind the scenes here.
That's right. I'm your replacement.
Oh, no.
So, Moon,
you're your replacement. I'm doing great. Great show. I've been sitting here patiently waiting to call and just listening to the show. It's so beautiful, you guys. Awesome show. Amazing.
Fantastic.
Loving it.
Did you get your Raven drum shaker out?
Yes, I did. I had my special shaman-blessed Rick Allen shaker in my hand.
Fantastic.
You know, we're blessed to know you, but not everybody listening knows who you are and your story. Do you want to briefly just tell everybody about, you know, your path and,
sure.
and where you're at?
Well, I'm basically a drummer, too, another one. And my background is I was an R&B drummer. I played in, I was the original drummer in the Gap Band, and I did a record with Chaka Khan and Rufus. So I'm kind of, my claim to fame is that as a musician. And then I've been in California for the last 30 years, and then I had the good fortune to run into you guys, meet you 3 years ago, and it's been a blessing in my life. But I had an injury. I'm disabled. I fell off my bicycle 16 years ago and bruised my spinal cord. So I had a catastrophic injury, and I've been in a wheelchair for the last 16 years, and that's been an experience. And I was married to a wonderful lady named June, Moon and June Calhoun, for years, and she had cancer, and I lost her to the cancer 10 years ago. So that's been as well a difficult experience on top of a difficult experience, but I'm doing well, and meeting you guys has been such an incredible thing to my life. I'm doing much better because of it, and good things have come to me because of it, and I'm looking forward to this coming year with you guys and doing the drum circles and such. But I just wanted to call in and tell you how much I love you, and I love hearing Wynonna, and the show has been great, and everything you guys are doing is great, and I'm honored and proud to be a part of your lives, and just wanted the listeners out there to know I'm ready to contribute my part to your beautiful thing.
Whether you know it or not, you're always a part of our lives, and you've made things so rich for us, and we love you, Moon, and you know that.
And Moon came into the studio just a couple of weeks ago. We're finishing up tracking the Raven Drum Circle CD, so everyone will hear Moon on it. And like he always plays with us at our circles live, you'll be hearing him on that. And Moon also blessed us with his vocals on the Freedom Sessions album that we did a couple of years ago.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
We still haven't paid him for that.
Yeah, right. Patiently waiting.
Fantastic.
You guys.
It's lovely to hear you, Moon.
I love you guys both. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, actually, we'll be talking to you tomorrow morning, I do believe.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I will. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, you guys. So I'll be talking to you in the AM and enjoy the rest of your show. And I love you. I'm going to go back to being a part and listening. You guys, thanks for taking my call. I love you both.
All right. Yeah. Take care, Moon.
Have a good night.
Talk to you.
All right.
Did you just cut him off?
Not by accident.
You're
by
a
accident.
Menace on that switchboard.
<I'm> sorry. We are running out of time, and we do have a special gift for those of you who are signed up with us as friends on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we do. You mean there's no.
We have a chance to win.
We've actually we've won a hole in the magic sack. It does not look in too well. We need a new magic sack. If somebody could send one in.
No, we have it right here.
Oh, we do.
Are we ready?
I believe so.
You ready? So the winner tonight wins a signed copy of the Sparkler Lounge.
I thought you were giving me away.
No. A signed copy of the Sparkler Lounge, signed by the one and only Vic Allen.
No, it's going to be signed by you. Hang on. I like that bit. No. I think I've got one. Let's wait for the music to finish. Hey. Remember Hawaii 5-0? Have I mentioned that before?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of some suburb of Hawaii.
You got to wear your little bathing suit.
No, I have a pair of Speedos that are too small for me.
Who won?
It looks like 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag.
No. Not you in a bathing suit.
Oh, sorry.
Is that what they win?
10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag. Yes. Signed by... Can you read this? Because I'm terrible.
You know what? You need glasses for Christmas, I think.
Why did you... You just turned it upside down.
No, it's Purple Smackers. One. Purple Smackers. You are now the owner of a signed Sparkle Lounge CD.
You're making this stuff
no,
up.
No, I'm not. It says Purple Snackers. I don't want to question that.
No.
But please contact us through your blog talk email. And Jennifer, the lovely Jennifer, will be in contact with you and get your CD out to you, Purple Smackers, wherever you are. So we're just about to wrap up our show. I want to remind everybody that we have the Raven Drum community on ravendrumfoundation.org, and we're going to be launching a lot of new things in the new year, and we want you to sign up. It's free, and we'll be on there, and you'll see videos and you know, get a chance to win certain things during
live chats.
Live chats and with special guests and everything, so we'd love to see you on there. And also, just keep a lookout for the Raven Drum Circle CD coming out around Christmas. We want to share
of next year.
No, of this year, and we'll be sharing what we do live, and so you can have it at home, and you can have your own circles with some guidance, and it's going to be a great thing to share with you guys.
Fantastic. Hey, I haven't said fantastic. One young lady counts how many times I say fantastic, so I better say fantastic a few times. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. So thank every one of you for listening. It's been a great season. We can't believe we're done already. Next season, we'll have so many new guests coming on, and we'll have lots of interesting topics again. And we'll also be doing some Ustream performances and lots of cool things on Ustream as well.
I hope they invite me back as well, because it looks as though Moon's going to be... going to be coming in, and I'm not sure if that spells the end for me. Obviously, I'm not very good for ratings.
All right, everyone, thanks so much for joining us.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, give me a sign if you could rise up. Moonlight. Oh, love, how faith is dark and how it surrounds me tonight. Bold as a hurricane's eye, I open the door now to fly. Bye.
Give you must be lost. Oh, I must be gone. 'Cause I hear his voice a call, and it's calling me on the phone. Well, my friends, please don't you worry. Don't you shed no tears for me. 'Cause I know just where I'm going.
Call, and it's called me on home.